Welcome to the first ever Electric Tree Yarns podcast. I'm your host, Carolyn Dick, and as this is our first podcast and I have a cold, I hope you'll bear with me through any blips or throat clearings. The first topic I wanted to cover is safe socks. A huge part of any independent dyer's market is sock yarn, because sock yarn is like candy. It's impulse buys. People are completely willing to drop 20 bucks or whatever on one skein of sock yarn, because you can impulse buy something in a color you love. You can buy just one skein and you have enough for a project, whether it's a chalette or a pair of socks or a pair of mittens or a hat. So there are a lot of people out there that buy sock yarn and make socks, and socks are an ideal gift because handmade socks are really special. A lot of people have hats. You can buy, you know, hand-knit looking hats in a store, but it's really hard to find hand-knit looking socks that aren't actually handmade. So we're going to be talking about practicing safe socks. There comes a time in a person's life where they feel they are mature enough to have handmade socks, and when that's the case and you're giving them socks, you really need to have the sock talk. And even though it may be a little embarrassing, it's irresponsible to give socks without the sock talk. You can't just give somebody who is inexperienced with handmade socks and expect them to know what to do. It's important to learn safe socks so that socks can be enjoyed in comfort. So let's talk safe socks. First, consider having a talk about the anatomy of a sock, you know, the instep, the gusset, the heel. Even if they're not knitters, this background or base, if you will, can really help them have a greater understanding of socks. If you have to, you could use a sock as a demonstrator. You can hold up a sock and show them the different parts. Talking about safe socks with a friend, one of the important things is washing hand-knit socks. Even if a sock is made of superwash, this is something you really need to talk about. Nobody who knits socks for a friend or family member ever wants to hear, "I forgot safe socks once and I used the dryer and I thought it would be okay." Because everybody knows that even once is enough to cause big problems. Make sure you talk about STDs in your socks talk, sock trauma disease, if you will. There are some things that can be fixed and some that can't. You cannot emphasize enough the ramification of not practicing safe socks. Explain to your friends or family, whoever you give the socks to, that some socks may wear out sooner. This is called erosion dysfunction, or ED. I mean, this premature erosion is nothing to be ashamed about, and it's really important to get it out in the air and talk about it. I understand that if somebody's given a pair of socks and the heel wears out after they've only worn it twice, they don't want to tell their friend because they don't want their friend to feel inadequate about it. But it's important that you tell them that it's okay for them to talk to you about ED. There are steps that can be taken to help with erosion dysfunction, such as darning or mending, and there's a lot that can be learned about it. So make sure that you bring that out in the open. When you give socks, remember, for the safety of everyone involved, have the socks talked. It can really prolong the enjoyment of handmade socks, increase the appreciation of handmade socks, and you really want it to be something that people enjoy and feel good about. So remember, have the socks talk and stay safe.